You're listening to SBS News.
Hiya, I'm Sue. This is Derek. We're here because your son just looked us up online, you know, to watch us.
Matt! Matt, darling, there's some people here to see you. So he watches you online?
Yeah, you know, on his laptop.
iPad, PlayStation.
His phone, your phone.
Smart TV, projector.
Yeah, anyway, we usually perform for adults, but your son's just a kid.
That's from an advertising campaign in New Zealand that features two naked actors as porn stars turning up at a family household to inform a teenager's parents that their underage son has been watching pornography online. The campaign has reached 22 million viewers around the world and has been translated into several languages.
He might not know how relationships actually work. We don't even talk about consent, do we? No, we just get straight to it.
Yeah, and I'd never act like that in real life.
Nah. Hey, Maddie. You all right?
Okay, Sandro, stay calm. You know what to do here.
All right, Maddie. It sounds like it's time to have a talk about the difference between what you see online and real-life relationships.
It's also prompted more discussion on how parents and educators can best talk about the issue with children and teenagers. Chris Taylor is a researcher at the University of Auckland and has looked into pornography addiction. He told Radio New Zealand's podcast The Detail that for many young people, pornography is how they are now first learning about sex. Mr. Taylor says there needs to be what he calls pornography-integrated sex education.
Pornography-integrated sex education. That is much more, that is approached at a younger age, given at a younger age, and is done in a way that offers young people the ability to reflect on the content that they see. The issue is that lots of teachers, most likely are either not aware or feel very uncomfortable about talking about pornography. But in my experience, if you give teenagers the chance to talk about issues of sex and sexuality and pornography, they will go for it.
The Office of Australia's eSafety Commissioner says the hardest part for parents is how to bring up the subject with their children. The office suggests tailoring the discussion based on the child's level of maturity, knowledge and development. Kelly Britnell manages the education and outreach team at the Office of eSafety.
I think it's important to talk regularly and openly about what your children are doing online and have a good sense of, you know, what games they're playing, what apps they might be downloading. And if they are, say, in those primary school years, it's often essential to use some parental controls and safe search modes that you can put on your computer. Because it's key to know what they're doing. You might have a Wi-Fi curfew, for example. So at a certain time of night, that's the end of internet access. So that's something you can do, for the younger, children you might have at home.
For teenagers, Ms. Britnell says parents need to approach the issue differently.
You know, we know that teenagers don't like to be controlled and told what to do, so you might have to actually approach this topic a little bit differently for teenagers. When you're speaking to them, to think about things about understanding the difference between online pornography and real life, and they're both not the same, that pornography, they're actors. Often they might be very good looking, lots of muscles, whatever the case may be. And the actions they do is not what happens in, trusting, consenting relationships.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.